public and pensioners have every right to be concerned about the bonfire of governance at the PIC. It has just claimed two more skulls, with its CEO and chief investment officer being placed on suspension. That brings the total to five in the last 2 years. At any other asset manager or bank, this would have clients running for the exit. The DA is trying to get Parliament to act, but the ANC seems to be shielding the PIC's executive and board from accountability. We need to urgently call in-person and in-camera hearings over multiple days to hear what the board and executives tasked with investing public pension money are doing.